famine relief organizations that will come in and they will hire local people, including Muslims, people who don't know Christ, and get people to distribute and be in charge of distribution. And the idea is people are hungry, and so it doesn't matter whether it's coming from a Christian or not. Then there are other organizations, World Relief is one of those, who have strong convictions about working with and through local churches so that the local church, the body of Christ, has a hand in the distribution of food, material goods, and training. So it's not just the relief, it's the development, farming techniques, all of that, that they're involved in that so that the people of God are tied to the witness of the help, the witness of Christ, and the fact that Christian people from another part of the world are investing in this ministry so that it also furthers the gospel in the local area. Now, that to me is an example of wise giving as opposed to unwise. But you can't know that stuff unless you ask the questions. That's why in my book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, I have 19 questions to ask before you give. And I've talked with my friends who are really into wise giving with this, and I've said, be careful how you say this, because I have often heard people encourage wise giving, but they do it in such a way, using example after example of unwise giving, where the feeling that people are left with is they now have an excuse not to give, because, well, there's a lot of unwise giving. You know what? You can't really be sure it's going to help people, so I'm just going to hang on to it and spend it on myself. And that clearly is not the solution.